Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday in New York. Haley discussed several topics, including the U.S. relationship with Pakistan. She again blamed Pakistan for holding back progress on Afghanistan.
Every time Afghan starts to move in the right direction, Pakistan sets them back because of the ability that they continue to harbor terrorists in Pakistan. From our standpoint, the only way we're going to have a safe and stable Afghanistan is if we eliminate that threat. We have told Pakistan, we tried to work with them, they didn't want to do it. We're just letting them know we mean business. We're not going to turn around and give $1 billion in military aid for them to harbor terrorists that shoot at our soldiers.
In Nigeria, at least 12 people were killed Wednesday in twin suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern city of Maiduguri. VOA's House of Service reports the explosion struck in the Muna Garage area of the Borno state capital. At least one of the attackers was female, according to witnesses. The state commissioner of police says that the two bombers entered the market, detonated their bombs, killing themselves and 10 others. Also on Wednesday, two Americans and two Canadians reportedly were kidnapped in central Nigeria while traveling to the capital city of Abuja. The foreigners were ambushed by unknown gunmen, and two police officers were killed in the exchange, according to Reuters news agency. For more on this, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA. According to the Italian Coast Guard, about 1,400 migrants were rescued from overcrowded boats off the coast of Libya on Tuesday. Two bodies were also recovered from the boats. No details about their nationalities were immediately available, though hundreds of thousands of migrants have traveled across the Mediterranean to Italy over the past 4 years. It is unusual to see such a large number of people rescued at one time, especially during winter months when the seas are generally more rough. The International Organization for Migration has called the Mediterranean Sea the world's deadliest border. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking at a press conference in Canada Wednesday, said the U.S. will maintain a military role in Syria to ensure that ISIS does not reemerge there.
We cannot make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when a premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda in Iraq to survive and eventually morph into ISIS. It was that vacuum that allowed ISIS and other terrorist organizations to wreak havoc on the country. And it gave ISIS a safe haven to plan attacks against Americans and our allies.
In an interview with Reuters, U.S. President Donald Trump has accused Russia of helping North Korea evade international sanctions and said Pyongyang is making daily progress in its quest to develop ballistic missiles that can reach the United States. In Wednesday's Oval Office interview, Trump praised China for its efforts to restrict oil and coal supplies to North Korea, but also said it could do more to help constrain Pyongyang. But he said Russia appears to be filling in the gaps left by the Chinese. North and South Korea will form a joint women's ice hockey team to compete in the upcoming Winter Olympic Games, and they will march under a united flag during the opening ceremony. Philip Alexiou has the details.
The rival nations have formed joint sports teams only twice before, both times in 1991, when they participated together in a youth soccer tournament and a table tennis championship. The International Olympic Committee is slated to meet on January 20th to talk about the details of the joint team. Philip Alexiou, VOA News.
And Pope Francis has urged Chile's indigenous people on Wednesday to shun violence, saying unity was the best weapon against the deforestation of hope. I'm Ann Ball.
That's
in
the latest
Washington.
World news from VOA.